their chief fault would be if they get into that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that a bug in a sugar bowl in the apartment, or a mouse in the flower.
No.
It'd have to be a woodchuck or... how about squirrels? Any different kind of squirrels?
Well, we have the red squirrels here. In the south, we saw entirely the gray squirrels. And there are some flying squirrels in the woods.
How about chipmunks?
There are chipmunks around, and strange to say, they seem to be around town rather than, we've never had them around here, but I've heard of people in town.
In Rockford?
And having them in their houses, get into their houses.
Is that the same as the ground squirrel?
No, the ground squirrel, here we call a gopher. It actually is the striped ground squirrel.
The chipmunk isn't striped?
Yes, but a different type.
About the same size?
The chipmunk is smaller and has the pouches in the cheeks where they carry food.
And the bird that goes up the tree and turns?
That's a woodpecker. Of course, we have flickers, too.
Is that a woodpecker?
It's the one with a lot of yellow on it.
They're called a yellowhammer?
They're known as yellowhammers. Flicker is the common name. They have a half dozen different names, but we commonly call them flickers.
And the other one would be the red-headed, I guess.
Yes, the red-headed woodpecker.
Do they have any kind of brown or white on them?
There are sapsuckers.
That's a...
Two.
That's brown and white on it?
White brownish spot, color, I brown, believe.
Maybe a white spot on the neck or something.
I don't remember. We have downy woodpeckers and hairy woodpeckers, different color. They're a bluish gray and white.
This is the downy?
Yeah.
Hairy.
Hairy is a little larger, and that's the only difference that you can see.
A lot of different kind of woodpeckers.
Oh, we've had this winter a red-bellied woodpecker. See, we study birds a little bit, and it has very little red on its belly, but it's seen here apparently only in the winter time, and we feed them out here. And, it does have red on its head, but it's not the ordinary red-headed woodpecker at all.
In the swamp, something jumps around on the lily pad.
Frogs.
And how about the kind of chirp?
Well, we have toads that we find in our fish pool out here and in the garden. They even get into the garage to get in the shade. Those are wart toads, we call them, because they have those rough warts on them. And there are tree toads, too, some places. They chirp.
But do you ever have spring frogs? Peepers, you ever talk about?
Don't use those names.
Go fishing. You better get yourself go backyard and dig for some.
Dig some worms.
Hey, what would you call it, a worm?
When we dig them up in the garden, we usually call them angle worms. And again, it's a long time since I've gone fishing, but as a boy, I suppose we used angle worms. But fish worms is a common expression.
And the big ones you get?
They're night crawlers.
I saw a sign just on the other side of the town right here that this all had dew worms. Is that the same thing?
Dew worms, same thing, yes.
The night crawler would be